The White House is praising a new bill to ban TikTok in the U.S. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are glad to see this bill move forward. We will look to the Senate to take swift action.
A judge dismissed some election interference charges against Donald Trump today in Georgia. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This was basically a motion to dismiss. What the judge said today is, for those portions of the complaint where I agree, the prosecution can still go back and try again.
An autopsy in Oklahoma shows non-binary teen Nex Benedict died by suicide after overdosing on drugs, including depression medication, a day after a fight in a school bathroom. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken wants to get more aid into Gaza.
We need to see flooding the zone when it comes to humanitarian assistance for Gaza. This will have a number of, important merits to it. First and foremost, it will bring comfort to people who so desperately need it.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballot drop boxes could be legal again in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court is agreeing to take up a case seeking to overturn Wisconsin's ban on drop boxes. Oral arguments are set for May 13th. The court banned drop boxes almost 2 years ago when it was under conservative control. At the time, justices said state law doesn't allow for off-site drop boxes, but liberals maintain there's nothing in state law that expressly prohibits them either. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today.
In Milwaukee, the president will share how this administration investments are rebuilding our communities and creating good-paying jobs.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden is talking about lowering costs for families and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Stevens Point community is calling for a change to the road where the hit-and-run death happened. On March 6th, 63-year-old Herbert Weevil was struck on West River Drive. Police say the suspect was going double the speed limit in that stretch. Now, the community is shaken and no doubt want to see a solution. Between speeding and sun in your eyes around a curve, there are no shoulders for leeway. And residents are suggesting a double no-pass center line. And the Citizens Water Group of Wood County is holding a panel presentation and discussion on Monday. It will be at the McMillan Library at 6 o'clock in the Fine Arts Center. It's called The Future of Clean Drinking Water in the Central Sands. There will be several speakers, including Dr. George Kraft, Professor Emeritus of Water Resources at UWSP, Melissa Johnson, Executive Director of Wisconsin Green Fire, and Mayor Katie Rosenberg from the City of Wausau, among others from Wood County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Bucks get clobbered by the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost by 35 points in Sacramento. The final 129-94. It's the first time the Kings have beat Milwaukee in over 8 years. Doc Rivers says his team didn't look ready.
No, my fault. I didn't get them prepared the way they should mentally. You know, guys talking about planes and leaving. As a staff, we talked about it after shoot-around. I was like, if our focus is not better than this morning, it's going to be a long day.
The Bucks fell to 1-3 on their West Coast road trip. Damian Lillard.
End of a road trip against a team. Once again, coming off a game they feel like they probably should have won. You know, they were just the sharper team. They were the faster team.
College basketball. The Badgers are in Minneapolis for the start of the Big Ten tournament. They'll play tomorrow. NFL, the Packers re-signed defensive back Keyshawn Nixon to a new 3-year deal worth $18 million, but lose safety Jonathan Owens, who signed a 2-year contract with the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Clouds around tonight into tomorrow with some showers and sprinkles. Tonight's low upper 30s. High tomorrow, only upper 40s. Sun's back breezing around 50 Friday. The weekend is...
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. A vote on Capitol Hill today puts TikTok's future in jeopardy in the U.S. The House wants it banned, but CBS's Skylar Henry tells us content creators are fighting to save it.
Ahead of the vote, the company mobilized TikTok influencers and others to fight the bill.
So many people, not only 5 million small businesses rely on it, but 170 million people rely on this app for more than just their livelihood. They rely on this app for their mental health.
One key hurdle could be former President Trump, who once threatened to ban TikTok but opposes this bill, saying it would shift too much influence to Facebook. President Biden has said he would sign the legislation if it reaches his desk. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Washington.
Hello, Milwaukee.
President Biden back on the stump today in Wisconsin, where he championed new investments nationwide.
I'm here to announce the first of its kind investment, $3.3 billion in 132 projects in 42 states, going to help right historic wrongs.
The projects focus on clean energy in disadvantaged communities. A partial dismissal in Georgia today, where a judge dropped some charges against former President Trump in his 2020 election interference case. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Georgia criminal case includes 19 defendants engaged in racketeering with multiple counts and multiple legal theories. All that has happened today is a reduction of six of those counts.
Trump still faces dozens of charges there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Haiti needs stability and security to recover from its gang crisis. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Blinken says a transitional presidential council is being put together.
To choose a new prime minister, an interim prime minister, to establish a national security council, and to put in place an electoral commission.
Blinken says none of this is easy, and it won't happen from one day to the next.
Tuesdays with Maury author Mitch Albom runs an orphanage in Haiti. He was among a group of Americans airlifted out yesterday. Ahead of allergy season, new research links another dangerous amoeba to neti pot nasal rinsing. CBS's Alexander King.
The amoeba likely made its way into the body through contaminated tap water, the study concluded. Of the 10 patients with invasive infections, all were immunocompromised. Seven of them survived.
Paul Alexander, who lived with an iron lung for 70 years, has died. Last month, his rep made this announcement.
Last week, he was unfortunately rushed to the emergency room in the hospital. He tested positive for COVID, which is really, really dangerous, obviously, for someone with his condition.
Alexander was paralyzed from the neck down after contracting polio as a kid. He was 78. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballot drop boxes could be legal again in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court is agreeing to take up a case seeking to overturn Wisconsin's ban on drop boxes. Oral arguments are set for May 13th. The court banned drop boxes almost 2 years ago when it was under conservative control. At the time, justices said state law doesn't allow for off-site drop boxes, but liberals maintain there's nothing in state law that expressly prohibits them either. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today.
In Milwaukee, the president will share how this administration investments are rebuilding our communities and creating good-paying jobs.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden is talking about lowering costs for families and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around tonight into tomorrow with some showers and sprinkles. Tonight's low upper 30s. High tomorrow, only upper 40s. Sun's back breezing around 50 Friday. The weekend looks breezy with more clouds around than sun and high temperatures in the low 50s Saturday, only low 40s Sunday. Currently, it's 66.
Coming up Thursday on Matt Nair On Air, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us for our public cervix announcement. And we talk all things sports with Paul Noonan. I hope you can join us.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
performance, but extends the lifespan of your vehicle's components as well. For performance you can rely on, ask for Gunk Engine Degreaser. All the auto parts you need at the value you expect. Now that's bumper to bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and L Directors Cup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt LePay. Join 1 million or more people across the nation to change the future of health. The All of Us Research Program at the University of Wisconsin is calling on you to enroll in the largest health research program of its kind. Those who join will share information about their health over time. Researchers will study the data, and what they learn can improve health for generations of Badger fans. Visit allofus.wisc.edu or call 888-294-2661 and find out how you can become one in a million.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Time for the players portion of the Greg Gard Show. In a little bit, we'll hear from Luke Hurdle, redshirt freshman guard out of Heartland, Wisconsin. But right now, we have a chance to visit with the lone senior on the active roster, Tyler Wall, out of Lakeville, Minnesota. And sometimes the script does play out the right way. It certainly did for Tyler last Thursday night, senior night. It also happened to be his birthday, and he was able to celebrate all of the above in grand style in Wisconsin's 12-point win against the Scarlet Knights. A question that I'll ask seniors in their final lap, I'll ask it from time to time, is whether in all the hustle and bustle of everything that's involved with being a student athlete, do you let yourself take it in? Do you give yourself a little time to just absorb that final ride of being a college athlete? Some are better than others at it. And talking with Tyler Wall, it seems like he has made a point of doing just that, of taking it in and knowing he's at a special place here at the University of Wisconsin.
100%. I mean, I've looked at this year as a gift where I get an extra year from the COVID, everything going on with that. And yeah, it's waking up, it's being grateful to be around the guys, being grateful to being around my coaching staff and just soaking it all in. We do the same drills, we do the same stuff all the time, so if you're not soaking it in, you're doing it wrong.
There's that old line, like, the days can be long, but the years go fast. Your first year here to now, does it feel like it's kind of flown by now?
Yeah, 100%. I looked at it last year and I was like, oh, we'll have one more year. Like, it'll be all right. We'll figure it out. And now we're here in March. I'm about to be 23, and it's crazy.
There's, as I mentioned, hopefully a lot of games ahead of you here. But, I mean, already your resume here is really, really good. Two Big Ten championships, you know, the multiple NCAA tournament trips. Has it been everything that you hoped it would be up until now? Maybe the best is yet to come, but so far, has it been what you had hoped?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully the best is yet to come, like you said, but all the ups, all the downs, I wouldn't want it any other way, because we were able to win a couple Big Ten championships, really enjoy that. We had great teams, great people on those teams, and even when things weren't going good, whether it was we weren't winning games or my injury last year, those were learning lessons where I was able to pick something out from it and get better as a basketball player, as a person, and everything in between.
You always talk about in a college basketball season, there's a roller coaster, and certainly in a career there is. I mean, your freshman year,
things didn't look great for a time, right? And then, look out, you know, you guys got red hot and ended up winning the Big Ten championship. All those experiences, the pluses, the minuses, has that helped you this season as you guys go through the ride of a year thinking, okay, you know, if you're struggling, you can get through that and things can turn around in a good way very quickly?
I mean, yeah, from all the things that I've learned in the past seasons, I feel like I've been able to pass it down to these guys, the young freshmen, sophomores who haven't really been through the ringer yet, where you can't really control what's going to happen, the amount of games you're going to win or lose, but you can control your effort, you can control your mindset, and your attitude, and so just being able to pass that down has been huge for me.
I was talking with Coach Gard about you. I think what they knew about you and probably what you already knew, the rest of the country found out a couple of years ago in the it was the Maui tournament in Las Vegas, you know, the intense games that you had. Mm-hmm. I think it was Jay Billis talking about, boy, it's Tyler Wall. He can defend everybody. Did you feel like that was a time where, like, oh, wow, I think people got to know the name now and move up in the scouting reports? Was that a pretty good benchmark moment or three-game span for you where you realize that everybody else kind of knew what Tyler Wall was about too?
I mean, yeah, I always had the belief in myself, but there's been plenty of moments where I'm like, oh, I'm here now. Whether that, I remember there was sometime during my sophomore year where I wasn't playing too much, and I talked to Coach Gard, had a meeting with him, and the next game I knocked down a couple overtime threes, and so that could be one. The Maui tournament, shoot, there's a whole bunch of stuff where it was just like I had the belief in me and I continued to show up and work hard, and it finally all paid off.
That was the Indiana game, right? Those back-to-back threes.
Yeah.
Right? In front of the cardboard cutout. So you've been through all of that too. As we all have, but as a college student, I mean, in the weirdest way, did all of that make you stronger too? I mean, instead of cardboard cutouts, you're playing in sellout arenas, you know, mm-hmm. at home and across the country. Like, you know what? I've been through some stuff here. I'm ready to handle what's ahead of me now.
Exactly. I mean, I feel like everything that you could possibly get thrown during a college career, it's been thrown my way. Whether that's coaching coming in and out, whether that's players leaving in the middle of season, there's everything that I've been through has prepared me for where I'm at today and what's coming in the future.
What's the best part of being a basketball player at the University of Wisconsin?
I think it's just everyone here supports you. You can read all the positive and negative things on social media, but your teammates that you show up at practice with every day, they're all going to love you. They're all going to want what's best for you and for the team. The coaches are going to support you and the entire community. We got 17,000 people in this Kohl Center every single night that we have a game, and that you feel nothing but support from them. And so whether that's walking around on campus, it's the love and everything that comes along with it.
I know you and Chucky addressed the media after the recent game against Illinois, and I think it was Chucky's line, I think you along the same way, it's a brotherhood here. It's about, yes, there's a scoreboard, yes, there are standings, but it's a lot more than that, right?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. We got our goals where we want to win games, we want to win championships, but I think that's what really makes this place special is that you got 18 guys that really care about each other and care about this program, and they want to do anything to see each other succeed and see this place be even better than what it is right now.
Well, there are a couple of really talented players coming into the program next year with Jack Robinson and Daniel Freitag. What's the best piece of advice you would give those guys as they come into the Wisconsin basketball family?
I mean, it's cliche, but it's soak it all in. The time's going to fly. You can't sit back and fret on what's wrong. You just got to show up, work hard, and do the work, and everything will pay off.
And that's Badgers senior Tyler Wall. As he said, hopefully the best is yet to come as we get ready for the conference tournaments and then the NCAA tournament as well. We'll take a break. When we continue with the Greg Gard Show, we'll hear from one of the younger players, Luke Hurdle. He's up next on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Continuing with the Greg Gard Show, and time for a visit with guard Luke Hurdle, redshirt freshman out of Heartland, Wisconsin, Lake Country Lutheran. He's appeared in 9 games this season for the Badgers, living a dream to be a Wisconsin Badger after a stellar high school sports career, not just on the basketball court, but was a really good quarterback as well. But absolutely had a chance to live the dream in basketball, helping his team to a state championship, getting a triple-double in the title game. How's that for a close to a season for you and your team? But Luke, like everybody else, just loves the month of March, and he talks about that as the madness is about to begin.
There's nothing like March. I was watching a couple of my friends playing a D3 game, and like, you know, that NCAA tournament already started, so I got a little taste, a little early March madness, but you know, got to view it as a fan. There's nothing like it.
What is that like when you are, I mean, you were a prolific scorer, obviously, in high school, but, you know, on the biggest stage in a championship setting, a triple-double. I mean, did you get a feeling early, you know, as good as your season was anyway, did you get a feeling early in that game? I was like, yeah, this is going to be pretty electric for me and, more importantly, my team here today.
Yeah, you know, we were playing a good team, and they had, like, a good game plan against me, so I didn't, you know, put up crazy points numbers, but you know, with that, they had to send a little bit extra help, and you know, I was able to just get those more assists by just finding my teammates, trusting them, and they were able to knock down the shots.
And last year you redshirted. This year you've been in some games right now, including the guts of the game late in a recent game against Illinois. Just tell us, you know, how things have gone for you. I mean, you do a great work with the scout team, getting guys ready. Has this been what you had hoped here so far? I mean, your career is really just starting here, but so far so good. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, you know, that redshirt year was just kind of a big learning year for me. You know, as almost every freshman, you know, it's really tough to come into play here at the Big Ten. You know, but obviously there's freshmen that do it. But, you know, that was just a big learning year for me. And, you know, I didn't see myself getting the minutes that, you know, I maybe would have liked. So I figured, you know, why not save it for, you know, an extra year when I'm older, more mature, you know the system, and hopefully get more minutes in that extra year towards the end.
Yeah, good for you, because there were times last year in the course of the season, I'm watching the practices, I'm going, ooh, he could probably play. He could get in the road. Was there ever a time where you were kind of, where you were hedging, or was it just, no, not going to, I want to redshirt this year, learn everything I can in practice, weight room, all of that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, if I got my number called, you know, and if the team needed me to, you know, go in there and give them some support, I would have gladly done that. But, you know, that didn't happen. So I was able to kind of use that year as that learning year and as that, you know, kind of, I don't know what to call it, just like a learning year,
sure,
you know?
Sure.
I was able to use it at that, and I didn't have to waste any, you know, eligibility. But yeah, like if there was an opportunity where, like, it made sense for me to do it, I would have gladly done it for the team.
You have such, and Badger fans will see this over the course of time. They've seen glimpses of it this year. You seem like you have such a great vision, you know, quarterback and football, all that, where on the scout team, you can drive guys crazy, right?
Yeah.
You know, the guys who are trying to check your team. Has that always been a part? I mean, take us through your development as a player and just what really appears to be a high basketball IQ.
Yeah, you know, I've just been around the game for my whole life. You know, my dad was a big basketball guy. You know, I have two older brothers, big basketball family. So, you know, just being able to be around my older brothers, you know, kind of having to pass around longer guys, big, taller guys, you know, in the driveway, stuff like that, that, you know, kind of gave me a little bit of an advantage. And, you know, I've just been able to take that and, you know, with playing the game and, you know, the coaches that I've had, they've taught me the game, and I've been able to kind of, you know, digest everything that all these great coaches and mentors have, you know, taught me.
That explains a lot, because watching practices, it's really, it's informative, entertaining, I would say, just from my point of view, too, because you're not afraid to go in there if it's Stevie, Tyler, whoever, where it looks like, you know, it could physically be a mismatch because they've got a little bit more height, or in the case of Stevie, quite a bit. That doesn't stop you, though. Like, you're not afraid to throw your body in there.
Yeah, you know, God's given me, you know, a big, strong body, so just trying to use that and, you know, go into there, create some space. Obviously, you know, Steve gets the best of me sometimes. I get the best of Steve every once in a while, but, you know, I'm just lucky to be able to go against a guy like Steve and against, like, Tyler. Guys that are just, you know, great in the Big Ten, guys who are teaching me, and, you know, I'm able to learn from those guys just as much as those coaches.
And it's so competitive. When things are going well, you and the other guys on the scout team, you like to let them know about it. I mean,
yeah,
the competitive juices really start flowing in,
yeah,
the possession portion,
yeah,
of practices.
Yeah, you know,
right?
Don't, like, I'm a competitor, so it doesn't matter if I'm on scout team in practice or if I'm in the game, you know. If I score, if I'm getting a couple buckets, I might let you hear about it.
And a couple times, you've been in the rotation, too. I mean, you were banged up a little bit before Rutgers, and then you're coming back, and all of a sudden, you're putting on the white jersey.
Yeah.
So, were you ready for that? It's like, you're like,
honestly,
yeah, that's good.
Honestly, I wasn't even planning to go that day with my rib, but, you know, obviously get an opportunity to go and make an impression and, you know, try and get on that court. So, obviously, I was not necessarily body ready, but mentally I just went out there, tried my hardest, nothing else I could really do.
This league, it seems like there's a little bit more variety in styles than maybe it has been known for a long time. As you're, when you're working with the scouts, has there been a favorite where, like, I'm going to be so-and-so today and I can really just kind of let it rip? Have you had a couple of those games where you just really can't wait to get out on the floor?
Yeah, you know, when I had to be Marcus Domask, and like last year Jalen Pickett, both those guys kind of just been able to get into that dribble back down and just read the floor, you know, with that big strong body that I've been blessed with. I'm able to kind of move some guys and then try and just make plays out of there. It's kind of, I say, my bread and butter came,
yeah,
to that.
Absolutely. As we talked about the beginning of the conversation, the month of March, a long basketball season has ups and downs. For every team in the country, even Purdue went through a stretch. What keeps you guys, if somebody walked into a practice, they probably wouldn't know what happened the previous game. You guys stay pretty much the same if it's a tough loss or an exhilarating win. How do you guys do that? Just stay focused and enjoy being out there making each other better every day.
Yeah, you know, we're such a close-knit group offside of the court that it really makes it easy for us to come out here and want to play for each other, play hard for your brother. You know, when he gets knocked down, you pick him up, and then we're going on to the next play. So even like that's what, you know, it gets the tensions a little bit higher in scout team. You know, we're kind of divided on the practice floor. And then, you know, as soon as we get off the court, we're all good. You know, It's like nothing even happened.
Final question. Do you miss football? Those quarterback numbers you have are pretty good.
Oh, of course. You know, I think about it every time, you know, every day I think about, you know, making that other decision. But, you know, I'm happy that, you know, God led me down this path with the amazing people that are here and all the people that I've met. You know, God's plan. So he wanted me to be a Badger.
You're keeping the tradition going yourself, Isaac Lindsay, to name two. Of course, you know, Brad Davison was quarterbacks who played, you know, who are guards here in Wisconsin. You guys have to, you all take a lot of pride in that, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was a huge part of my life. I was always just a football and basketball player. So, you know, it was kind of weird just kind of transitioning into just a basketball player, you know. It kind of took away that little part of my life where I was able to kind of forget about basketball and just, you know, have a different thing on the front of my mind. And, of course, I miss it, you know.
Of course.
Do you miss any high school sports?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah. I wasn't very good, though, as opposed to your – my numbers don't match with yours all that well.
That's Badgers guard Luke Hurdle. Stay with us. We'll check out the Big Ten tournament schedule coming up next as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers won it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Tries the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? Madison. The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays every week. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Workers.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. A vote on Capitol Hill today puts TikTok's future in jeopardy in the U.S. The House wants it banned, but CBS's Skylar Henry tells us content creators are fighting to save it.
Ahead of the vote, the company mobilized TikTok influencers and others to fight the bill.
So many